The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley Podcast, now globally ranked and listened to in more than 30 countries worldwide. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, a disabled entrepreneur, independent publisher of books that matter, and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com. Following the incredible success of our recent book launch with Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations, which you can now buy on Amazon, wherever you live, becoming an international bestseller in 6 countries, Soulful Valley are launching another important book collaboration for 2022. Entangled No More, Women Who Broke Free from Toxic Relationships, Building Their Own Empires, is a book to help educate people around the subject of toxic relationships. We will be sharing stories about how we healed beyond toxic relationships in romantic relationships with family members, bosses, friends, the toxic relationship with money, and the most important of all, the toxic relationship with the self. If you are a holistic coach or healer who would like to join us in this book collaboration and become a best-selling author, you can find more by visiting soulfulvalley.com and click on the page Entangled No More.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Libba Phillips is an intuitive guide, miracle mindset coach, psychic kids mentor, and the creator of the Divine Messenger Method. She helps people around the world connect to divine guidance so they can triumph over even the most difficult setbacks and manifest what is in their highest good. After Libba's sister disappeared over 20 years ago, she began receiving messages from God, her beloved grandparents, and the angels. As a result of that guidance, she created Outpost for Hope, a social justice movement to shine the light on at-risk children and adults who are often lost among the homeless. At the beginning of that journey, there was no media or law enforcement support, but as Libba acted on the guidance she received, she began to be featured in major media, including Reader's Digest and People magazine. She also inspired a lifetime television movie that has been seen around the world, but Libba never spoke publicly until now about the heavenly help behind the scenes that made it all happen. Today, it is Libba's purpose to share the message that we are all divinely guided. We just need to pay attention to the guidance we receive from the heavenly realms. Libba says we all have access to the navigational tools that will awake us to our divine life purpose and help us create a more fulfilling life. She helps clients transform their own lives through her mentoring sessions, online courses, and workshops. If you want to co-create a life that is even better than you can imagine, learn more at her website, www.theintuitivenavigator.com.
Hello. And welcome to Soulful Valley Libba.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to have you here. Libba is one of our authors in Evolving on Purpose. And it is really wonderful to have you in this amazing team of authors, Libba. Can you share with us how you came to be in this book?
Well, it's probably not any different from some of the other authors, because I know that we're all on this remarkable spiritual journey together at the same time. Funny thing, weeks prior to learning about Evolving on Purpose, it was in my awareness that I might be writing something soon. Putting it off and say, no, I'm too busy. And one afternoon I was on social media and I happened to see on one of my colleagues' pages, and this fluttering came right up from my belly up to my throat, and like I was typing, tell me more. and I knew there was no going back. It was just a knowing. Need to be part of this.
Well, I'm so happy that you felt that calling as well. And we have got a few stories in this book, haven't we, that are quite similar. Mm-hmm. That people have had a nudge or a tap on the shoulder or a spiritual date that meant something to them when they saw it. It's quite incredible. Can you share a bit about your story for us, Libba?
Sure. The chapter in the book is called Listening to Heaven. And the story is about the spiritual awakening that I had and the guidance that I received when my younger sister disappeared 22 years ago. So diving back into that journey with the world is something that I know it's time for me to do.
Yeah, and it's a very big step as well, isn't it? It's a very incredible story. And when I read your chapter, the content of the chapter and the amount of missing people, when you shared figures, it just shocked me. And I'm glad that someone's talking about it in this book. How do you work in the world now? I know you've got quite a few angles to how you work with people.
So I stepped back, advocacy work, the missing persons work that I did do for 22 years. And now what I do is I'm an intuitive, I call myself. And what I do is I help people to also connect to their own God-given gift of intuition and teach them how to receive, and as well as how to co-create really with the heavens, how to manifest the desires that they're looking for. As I journey in looking for my sister, you know, it was such a tragic and heart-wrenching situation. No guidebook for it, you know, like how do you do this? And when I began to receive information from the heavens, literally, I was really shown a different way of being in the world that I was not accustomed to. You know, there was nothing logical about it. And so now that I do know how it works and how it worked for me, it's really amazing to be able to help people reconnect to that divine guidance.
Beautiful work that you're doing.
Thank you.
How can people find you? Where can they find you if they want to connect with you?
Sure, they can find me online. So theintuitivenavigator.com. I can also be found on social media as well, on Facebook. It's also Facebook and on Instagram, Libba, the Intuitive Navigator. So those would be the places to find me.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. We'll put that in the show notes. So we are launching in just over 2 weeks. How do you feel about that?
I feel slightly terrified, but in a really joyful way. Isn't that something you could be terrified and excited at the same time?
Yeah, I feel feeling that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of the emotions.
Quickening. Yeah. Yeah, there's a real quickening in my heart about it, because many, many years ago when I was in the missing persons work, I knew that someday I would tell the story behind the story. And that's here now. And it feels really a blessing to be able to share it. So
I'm so grateful that you shared it with us in this book.
That's likewise. Cool. Thank you for having.
And I read as well that you were actually behind a movie for missing persons.
Yes, yes, that was one. So the is called Bringing Ashley Home, and it was a project that I didn't know was going to happen. It was one of those things that I talk a little bit about in the story. You know, when I was searching for my sister, I was uncovering all kinds of disparities between, you know, people that were listed as missing and people that weren't, kind of what happens in the gap. And, you know, it was a very cruel reality, you know. And so I was keeping a lot of notes of play days. There was no media. People wouldn't give me the time of day. You know, police wouldn't take a report, all that kind of stuff. And there was a lot of injustice. And so I was and with a friend, we were actually recording a documentary about it. And at a certain point in time, you know, after a number of years had gone by, time for another chapter in my life. And I really gave it over to God and said, okay, you know, if this, you know, I can't do this anymore on my own, but if this still means something to you. And it was really within a matter of days that I got the opportunity in a television movie. So it was really a lot different than the documentary film. But, you know, that's what I've learned through this process is that, you know, all about intention is really important because you will be answered, but sometimes there's a bigger plan in mind. And I've learned to trust that. So.
Yeah. Sometimes our ideas are just nowhere near as big as the bigger picture that we hadn't even thought of, are they?
That's right. That is exactly right.
Amazing. Yeah. Things can work out. There's a question that I like to ask my guests, and that is, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self now?
Oh, gosh, I had to go back a number of years. Let's see. So I'm 53, so I have to go back. I think the advice that I would give 20-year-old Libba would be trust those, you know, keep walking forward and learn to listen to that voice within, because I didn't. It took, you know, this tragedy that happened in my family really for me to wake up. And start to really live, because that intuition really is your connection to spirit, and it really won't lead you astray. It doesn't mean the life will be easy,
no,
but it does mean that's your soul's compass, and you won't go the wrong way if you listen.
Absolutely, that's great advice. And is there anything else that we haven't shared that you'd like to mention while you're on here?
Ernest, really that. For the readers that are looking at the book or thinking about the book, and we're getting a lot of excitement, you know, people are asking me, you know, I just want to say that for anyone that's interested or curious, really, for me, I think that the book has a healing and transformative potential for people. You know, we're in a really uncertain times right now on the planet. And I know that every level is feeling that, you know, whether it's through their concerns for their health and pandemic and finances and all of those things. And it's easy to not that voice of intuition, but I would definitely encourage people that, you know, this book is a light, because there's so many people book that have written about just the most remarkable transformations that have happened in their own lives. And I think that really speaks to the testament of what world today. And if we had more people that were following that voice, were listening to their intuition, I imagine there would be some pretty remarkable change on the planet. And that's what I think about the book. I think the book is a remarkable catalyst for that.
It absolutely is. And the book will be released on Friday, the 22nd of October at 9 a.m. in your Amazon marketplace. So, yeah. And I'll put a link in the show notes where you can come and sign up to join our support launch group, so you can learn a bit more about all of the authors in there as well. It's exciting. And we'll be doing some Facebook lives over that weekend, I'm sure. Thank you so much for your time today, Libba.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me. It's really fun.
It's been great. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So ask yourself, is this for me?
Thanks
for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.